From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. German authorities searched Wednesday for the person responsible for driving a large truck into a crowded Christmas market in Berlin, a day after releasing a man who was arrested shortly after the attack that killed 12 people. Speaking to a memorial service for the victims, this Berlin resident said, "We will continue to visit Christmas markets, continue to take trains and planes. We have to learn to survive this menace. We should never be frightened, never." Islamic State has claimed responsibility for carrying out the attack in response to its calls for people to target citizens of countries participating in the U.S.-led coalition seeking to destroy the militant group. Mexico's attorney general is investigating the circumstances surrounding explosions at a fireworks market that killed 31 and wounded dozens more. The market in Mexico City was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for traditional Christmas and New Year's parties when multiple explosions occurred Tuesday. Authorities say forensic teams are having to use genetic analysis to try to identify some of the dead. By early Wednesday, nearly two dozen of the people injured had been released from the hospital. Japan's Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the government's plan to relocate a U.S. Marine base on Okinawa, dealing a blow to opponents who want the base off the island. The Japanese and U.S. governments want the base in the middle of a crowded city moved to a sparsely populated area for safety reasons, but many Okinawans want it relocated off the island altogether because of noise, crime, and accidents linked to the U.S. base. The court made the decision without any hearings. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Russia said Wednesday it is too early to draw conclusions about the shooter responsible for the assassination of the country's ambassador to Turkey. The Turkish foreign minister told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call that Turkey believes the killer is linked to the Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in the U.S., and has also been blamed for July's failed coup in Turkey. The United States has rejected what it called absolutely ridiculous suggestions that it was involved in or supported the assassination because of Gulen's presence in the United States. Russian and Turkish foreign ministers say the evacuation of the besieged city of Aleppo, Syria, should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's top diplomat says more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have the remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. Meantime, Israel is extending a welcome to those impacted by the civil war in Syria.
We're prepared to take in wounded women and children, and also men if they're non-combatants. We'd like to do that. Bring them to Israel, take care of them in our hospitals as we've done with thousands of Syrian civilians.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. UN human rights officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 20 people have been killed since Monday in violence between protesters and security forces. Protesters object to President Joseph Kabila remaining in office after the end of his term. William Clowes has more.
Sporadic running battles continued through Tuesday, and local media have reported that an office building belonging to Kabila's political party and a police headquarters were set on fire. José María Arenas, the director of the UN Joint Human Rights Office in the DRC, told Reuters that his team is reviewing reports that 20 civilians have been killed in confrontations with security forces. Arenas told VOA that military police had denied his staff access to the University of Kinshasa, where clashes have taken place, and threatened them. VOA visited opposition areas and saw evidence of the street battles. William Clowes, Kinshasa.
President Barack Obama Tuesday permanently banned new oil and gas drilling in large sections of the Arctic and Atlantic oceans. The president's order, made in conjunction with a similar action taken by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, affecting 46.5 million hectares of the Arctic off Alaska and 1.5 million hectares off the Atlantic from New England to the Chesapeake Bay. President-elect Donald Trump has not yet publicly responded to Mr. Obama's action. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.